Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
This is Al Grasby on behalf of the Australian Community Relations Office, welcoming you all to Radio 2EA, the voice of ethnic Australia. Today, the program is in Greek.
Taong 1975 nang unang marinig ang broadcast ng tinatawag ngayong SBS Audio. Ang mga unang broadcast sa Radio 2EA o Ethnic Australia ay kinabibilangan ng Arabic, Greek, Italian, Maltese, Spanish at Yugoslav na mga programa. Ngayon, ang mga bahagi ng mga unang broadcast ay kasama sa 10 bagong Sounds of Australia collection ng National Film and Sound Archive o NFSA.
The Sounds of Australia collection is an annual gathering of about 10 iconic sounds by the National Film and Sound Archive. It's an annual register of sound recordings that have cultural, historical, aesthetic, or kind of, significance for the Australian way of life that inform or reflect life in Australia.
Ito ang paliwanag ng Chief Curator ng NFSA na si Megan Loader. Ang mga tunog o audio ay inirerekomenda ng publiko at pagkatapos ay pinipili ng isang panel ng mga eksperto mula sa industriya ng NFSA. Ayon kay SBS Audio and Language Content Director David Wa, malaking karangalan na mapabilang sa koleksyong ito.
We've transformed almost to the point of not being able to recognize a lot of what we might be doing, and listening back to some of the audio where it all first started. Gosh, it's such an incredible insight into our purpose at that time and actually what our purpose remains right now too.
Pangunahing layunin ng SBS Radio noon na ipaalam sa multilingual community ang mga pagbabagong dala ng bagong Medibank scheme na ngayon ay tinatawag na Medicare. Sa loob ng 2 taon, mabilis na lumawak ang produksyon ng in-language content.
There's a beautiful story about when SBS was first broadcasting, and there was legend has it that there was a truck driver who was, you know, of Turkish heritage and turning the dial, as it were, in the car radio, the truck radio, and then heard Turkish. And he stopped the truck in the middle of a busy intersection and just started to dance out of pure exuberance at feeling connected, at feeling at home, at feeling like he belongs.
Dagdag ni Megan Loader, kahangahangang pagkakataon na maipasok sa koleksyon ang pagbuo ng multicultural broadcasting sa Australia.
So it was post the White Australia policy, and as we saw post World War II, immigration really ramp up in Australia. It was so important to have a multicultural, multilingual broadcaster. So really exciting to find these recordings and to celebrate 50 years since that moment, which will be happening next year.
Bukod naman sa SBS Audio, kabilang din sa koleksyon ang talumpati ni Jessie Street, ang nag-iisang babaeng Australian delegate sa pagkakatatag ng United Nations.
I'm very pleased to have the opportunity of addressing American women on the work of the women in the conference that we have recently been attending.
Tinalakay niya ang hangaring maidagdag ang salitang sex sa charter ng United Nations na naglalaman ng without distinction as to race, sex, language, or religion. Isa pang mahalagang bahagi ng koleksyon ay ang recordings mula kay Jimmy Barker, isang Muruwari man.
Jimmy Barker was the first Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Australian to use recorded sound as a way of preserving his culture, so Aboriginal culture. And this is a collection that is held by IATSIS, or the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. It's about 100 hours of audio across 21 collections.
Makikilala rin ng mga tagapakinig ang boses ni Nova Paris, ang kauna-unahang Aboriginal woman na nahalal sa federal parliament.
As a child growing up, I dreamt big. Most people would have looked at an Aboriginal girl from the Territory with the statistics of alcohol abuse, youth suicide, domestic violence, imprisonment rates, and substandard education point to every reason why I should not succeed. But I was determined to be successful.
Kabilang din ang iconic na pop song ni Tina Turner na Chains at unang Australian hip-hop song na pumasok sa top 20 at ang Doctor Who theme song.
You can get it riding. You can get it sliding. You can feel it coming on about four. A big, big thirst needs a big, big beer. And the big, big beer is Vic. Vic Bitter.
Sa kabilang banda, kabilang din ang huling ultrasonic audio recording ng Christmas Island Pipistrelle, isang extinct na microbat mula sa Christmas Island. Binigyang din ni Ms. Loader ang mahalagang bahagi ng NFSA sa pagpreserba ng mga tunog o audio sa mahabang panahon.
I think the value of audio is that it can take you to a place such as with the bat, you know, like we couldn't catch an image of the bat. We couldn't take you to the moment and film that last bat. But with the sound of it, there's something magic about the sound that allows your brain to kind of immerse yourself and bring your own image of a moment or a scene or an event.
Yan ang ulat ni Sophie Bennett para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.